Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Terrorists strike Turkey. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State group blew himself up in Istanbul Tuesday, killing at least 10 people, 9 of them German tourists. 15 people were wounded in the attack. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu pledged to fight the IS until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The bomb went off in Istanbul's main sightseeing area. The United Nations says it expects agencies to deliver more aid this week to tens of thousands of starving people in Madaya and other besieged Syrian cities. Lisa Schlein reports.
Representative for the UN Refugee Agency in Syria, Sajid Malik, traveled on the first convoy to reach Madaya. By telephone from Damascus, he describes his horror at seeing so many starving people fighting for survival in the freezing cold.
Very frail, very weak. You could see that they are malnourished, not only the kids, but also young and the youth that were around the trucks that we were offloading.
Malik is calling for the sieges on Madaya and other hard-to-reach places in Syria to be lifted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
German police arrested more than 200 far-right extremists who went on a rampage in the eastern city of Leipzig, setting cars on fire and damaging property. The violence began late Monday. Thousands of supporters of the anti-migrant Pegida movement demonstrated, carrying signs with slogans like, "Rape refugees, not welcome." A new study says more than half of the children in South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Tuesday on sanctions measure that would block North Korea's access to hard currency. Republican House Foreign Affairs Chairman Ed Royce sponsored the sanctions bill, which is seen as a response to North Korea's announcement last week that it had conducted a fourth nuclear test. Royce said the threat from North Korea's nuclear advances is unacceptable and that Congress should take the lead. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the state of Florida's process for sentencing people to death violates the constitutional rights of criminal defendants. The court says the process in Florida gives too much power to judges and not enough to juries. The 8-1 ruling said that the state's sentencing procedure is flawed because juries play only an advisory role in recommending the death penalty, while the judge can reach a different decision. The court's ruling means inmate Timothy Hurst could be resentenced, potentially avoiding the death penalty, for a 1998 murder. U.S. President Barack Obama proclaimed Monday that South Africa has until March 15th to allow U.S. poultry into the country or lose duty-free access for its farming exports under the African Growth and Opportunity Act. Iraq's prime minister vowed Tuesday to press forward with a fight against Islamic State extremists as he toured the wreckage of a Baghdad shopping mall hit by suicide bombers a day earlier. Haider al-Abadi described Monday's attack, which killed at least 24 people and wounded dozens, as a desperate attempt by IS fighters who were driven from the western city of Ramadi by Iraqi forces late last month. Another attack Monday north of Baghdad killed at least 23 people. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he will not take part in Thursday's Republican primary debate after it was announced that he and former business executive Carly Fiorina would not be included in the main group of candidates. The Fox Business Cable News Network says it decided to shift Paul and Fiorina from the so-called top-tier group of candidates meeting on the main stage in North Charleston, South Carolina, to debate earlier in the evening for Republican candidates who have scored lower ratings in the opinion polls. For the seventh and final time of his presidency, Barack Obama will stand before Congress Tuesday and deliver a State of the Union address. Mr. Obama likely will not lay out specific legislative proposals for Congress. He is expected to call on lawmakers to take care of unfinished business before he leaves office. You can hear the address live on our website. It's voanews.com. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.